came to my guns, paid me so bought, hold it to my honor, no matter what the cost.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fire crews in Los Angeles keep up their efforts at beating back several major wildfires that have destroyed thousands of homes. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The Palisades fire still raging after scorching nearly 20,000 acres, an area the size of Manhattan. Video from above shows utter devastation. Dozens of blocks flattened to smoldering rubble. Only the outlines of the homes and their chimneys remain. Blackened palm strands are the only thing left along Malibu, where oceanfront mansions once stood.
President Biden will hold a public briefing today on federal response. At the Supreme Court today, arguments over whether TikTok should be banned. The company was ordered to divest from its Chinese-based owners, but has not done that. The Supreme Court last night refused to delay sentencing in Donald Trump's hush money case, so this morning, the president-elect will face a New York judge via video in New York. When he takes the oath, he'll be the first president ever to have been convicted of a crime. This is ABC News.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were higher. February and March milk up 6, February at 2092, March at 2057, April also up 6 to 1999, May milk up 4 at 1949. Cheese markets, a barrel steady at 187, 40-pound blocks down 1 and 3 quarters to 189 and 3 quarters, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 260, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 136 and a half, 5 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 74, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, livestock markets were mostly higher as a lot of positioning ahead of the WASD report that could give some questions on demand. And also, boxed beef prices were moving higher, and it's assumed that cash markets will be higher this week. That helped to propel feeder cattle and live cattle higher. Again, hog producers are hoping that the markets have finally found a bottom as they had triple-digit gains today. February live cattle up 430 to 198. January feeder cattle up 405 to 269.62. February hogs up 260. 67 to 82.15. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans were mostly higher. Combination of that dry weather still in the Argentinian weather forecast helping to support the markets, along with a lot of positioning ahead of that WASDE report that will be released on Friday. Meanwhile, wheat markets mostly lower due to strength in the U.S. dollar and pre-report positioning. March corn up 2 3/4 to 456 3/4. New crop up 1.5 to 446 1/2. January beans up 3 to 990 1/2. New crop up 1 to 1010. March and May wheat in Chicago down 4. March at 532 1/4. May at 544 1/2. Minneapolis wheat March down 3 to 582. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Duranda cash corn at 407, April 410, May 412, new crop 387. Cash and February beans 912, March at 917, and new crop at 920. Big River Resources Boyceville cash February and March corn all at 421, new crop 397. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash and February corn 422, new crop 397. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 401, new crop 396, cash beans 918, new crop 935. Allied Cooperative in Blair cash corn at 408, new crop 397, cash beans 914, new crop at 925. Red Wing Grains, March corn 429, April 445, May 447, new crop 408. March beans 964, April 977, May 979, new crop 955. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 406, new crop at 389, cash beans at 926, new crop at 940. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 182 to 212, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 183, market cows 100 to 123, bulls 118 to 155, calves 340 to 980, beef steers 259 to 385, Holstein steers 205 to 270. Sheep markets, white lambs and ewes 185 and down, market lambs 155, and goat markets, does 175 and down, bucks 400 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 190 to 207, finished beef heifers 190 to 206, finished dairy steers 173 to 182, market cows 95 to 119, market bulls 134 to 156.50. Meanwhile, market hogs at Zumbrota were at 55 to 70, light sows at 55 to 58.50, heavy sows 57 to 59.50, boars 23.50 to 25. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At the Home Depot, it's our business to support yours. Partner with your go-to source for building your business. We can help you streamline your operations by supplying the whole job from start to finish. Any questions? Our pro desk is ready to answer the call with supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. elevate your efficiency and take on more projects with the partner you can trust. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries likely today. We'll get to around 25 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 11. Tomorrow, cloudy, 27 with some snow tomorrow night into Sunday. Could get an inch, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down late Sunday. If you are paying too much for health insurance, call this number, 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage, 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't wanna die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American beside my and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line, so sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American, an American.
That's a honky-tonk truth. across my broken heart. I put my right hand here on this beer and swear on this bar. I ain't thinking, I ain't drinking, I ain't crying, I ain't moaning the blues. I wouldn't lie to you. Now that's a honky-tonk truth. If you walked up, puckered up, girl, I wouldn't bother to kiss you. And that washed up, broke down fool hanging out on that stool, well, it ain't me. Now that's a honky-tonk truth. That's a honky-tonk truth. Cross my broken heart. I put my right hand here on this beer and swear on this bar. Drinking, I ain't crying, I ain't moaning the blues. I wouldn't lie to you. Now that's a honky tonk truth. Oh, that's a honky tonk truth. Cross my broken heart. I put my right hand here on this beer and swear on this bar. It's a honky tonk
locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Keep it in the middle. outside like a lot of people I know. Whatever we do, let's keep it in the middle of the road.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Exile and Keep It in the Middle of the Road here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins, and we've had some snow across the region overnight. Not a lot, but just enough to maybe make the roads slippery. Looks like we're going to see more snow in the forecast. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we're going to talk with Leonard Polzin. He is with the University of Wisconsin Extension, dairy economist. He was at the Western Wisconsin Ag Lenders Conference yesterday, and we're going to have that interview with Leonard here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America. That's next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The winter commodity markets are signaling that more corn is ahead. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
As the calendar turned to 2025, plans were well underway for the new growing season. Ben Brown is an agricultural economist at the University of Missouri. He's predicting farmers will likely add to their corn acreage in 2025.
My expectation is I do think that the market's going to incentivize additional corn acres. And so whether USDA makes that adjustment in the outlook meeting in February, or if they wait till May, I guess it would be the prospective plans report at the end of March when they survey producers, but you know, officially come into the balance sheets in May. There's some timing aspects here, but certainly I think we're going to be in an environment to where additional corn acres, I know it's a long ways out and weather is just as volatile and fickle as markets are in a lot of cases, but you know, at least the weather pattern certainly suggests that it's going to be a drier spring. That tends to hint at additional corn acreage as well.
He talks about what producers should be doing right now, especially when it comes to dealing with old crop supply.
You know, even though we do have January soybean contracts for that old crop market, my sense is that, and of course it plays out in terms of the trade, right? There's more contracts on the March futures than there are in the January futures. And so I do think that there probably are a couple elevators across the country and producers that are working with those elevators that are on January contracts. They'll have to make some decisions very quickly about what they do with their product. However, it's my, you know, kind of belief, and it's playing out at least in terms of the volumes here, that most producers are in a March future futures contract or have an opportunity to where they're pricing their local cash bids off the March futures. And so we got a little bit more time, I guess is what I would say, before a decision has to be made whether you want to, you know, pull the trigger or if you want to exercise options.
He says there is time for producers to make some decisions.
Time can both be a negative and a positive, depending on what it causes. It can cause the paralysis in decision making to where people don't want to pull the trigger or are undecided. And I would just simply say that, like, right now we're in this very tactical environment to where, you know, if there's returns in the futures market to signify or justify storage, that's an opportunity. If there's not, which, you know, it's not like there's a lot of carry in the soybean market. There is some, but it's not like it's a lot. We're not really making a whole lot of money by storing that product. And at least my concern, I've already hinted at it a little bit, is like my bias is I'm a little bit more bearish the bean market here in the short term. And so whether they should sell out of those positions or not, that's up to individual producers. But it's hard for me to see a whole lot of pricing opportunities here in the next couple of weeks.
Ben Brown of the University of Missouri. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries likely today. We'll get to around 25 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 11. Tomorrow, cloudy, 27 with some snow. Tomorrow night into Sunday, could get an inch, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down late Sunday. If you are paying too much for health insurance, call this number, 800-693-9308, for better rates and coverage, 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. 'Cause it's a good night. Soaking up the moonlight. Stick out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. On a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere, only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires, and then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Brad Paisley and Mud on the Tires here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Temperatures in the teens. We have had some very light snow across the region overnight. More snow on the way. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. U.S. Senator John Boozman of Arkansas has been named as the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee. He has been the top Republican on the committee, and he was named chairman. He will set the agenda for the committee in the next Congress. He had been the ranking member of the committee, rather, in both the 117th and 18th Congresses. And the ranking member on the Democrat side is Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. The 119th Congress has been working in Washington, D.C. now for a week, and the makeup of both House and Senate Ag Committees has changed. These legislators will shape the farm bill, and I'll have more information on who's who when we come back.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. This week on the season finale of FP Next.
The No New Farm Bill in 2024 affected a lot of USDA programs in the U.S., and I think that's one of those things that's going to continue to be a hot topic in 2025.
Our goal, and we can't make any promises, to get some of these new cabinet appointments on our podcast with the Trump administration and, you know, kind of unveil some of their thoughts on farm policy. I think that would, and it would be very interesting for our listeners. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere.
Yes, the 2024 election brought a shift in power, with Republicans taking control of the Senate while retaining their majority in the House. Those results prompted changes in committee leadership and membership, with new voices stepping into key roles across the ag committees. As both parties prepare for major legislative efforts, these changes will shape the debates over the next farm bill and other critical ag policies. In the Senate, the Ag Committee is welcoming four new members, including Democrat Adam Schiff of California. Schiff is the first Californian to sit on that committee since the 1980s, and he'll be representing the top agricultural producing state in the nation. On the Republican side, Jerry Moran of Kansas and Jim Justice of West Virginia will be joining the committee. Moran is a longtime supporter of agriculture, and he brings decades of experience advocating for rural America. Justice, former governor of West Virginia and prominent grain producer, adds a practical understanding of farming and agribusiness. Michigan Democrat Alyssa Slotkin, who comes from a meatpacking family, also joins the committee. Slotkin fills the seat vacated by retiring Senator Debbie Stabenow, who chaired the committee for years. Her agricultural roots and bipartisan record suggest she could be an influential voice as Congress tackles the new farm bill. Leadership roles in the Senate Ag Committee have also shifted. Republican John Boozman of Arkansas takes over as chairman, while Democrat Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota became the ranking member. In the House, Democrats named Minnesota Congresswoman Angie Craig as the ranking member of the House Ag Committee. Her leadership has been met with praise from groups like the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Farmers Union, who cite her focus on farm safety nets and disaster relief. On the Republican side, returning Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania will lead the House Ag Committee. Under his leadership, Republicans have outlined priorities for strengthening farm programs, addressing nutritional assistance, and fostering innovation in agriculture. I'll have more on the changing Congress when we come back.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSAY & Associates.
The new members on the Congressional Ag Committee bring a diversity of experience to the role, spanning meatpacking, grain production, and water management, and that offers those legislators a broad base of expertise. Given the challenges agriculture is likely to face over the next several years, that expertise will be needed. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
As far as all my friends can tell, I took her leaving. Well, that's kinda right. 'Cause when I'm out with them, I don't let her miss. Other day, I took her smiling face down off my wall. I've come a long, long way, but I still miss her in a roundabout way. A roundabout the time that midnight rolls around. My
17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. But the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Consider, give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you do. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Can happen any moment without reason or rhyme. It might be right around the corner, or it'll come up from behind. A picture that I thought would fade, but I still clearly see. When the thought of you catches up with me, it can happen on a Sunday drive, the sky above a shade of blue, heading down some lonesome highway, then you come into view. Up with me. When I thought of you comes to mind, it'll carry me away to a better place in time. It can happen in the dead of night, any day of the week. Sometimes you'll come find me when I'm in bed asleep. I'll have a dream about you, and I sure love what I see. When the thought catches up with me, when the thought of you catches up with me, when the thought of you catches up with me.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. U.S. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson and Ranking Member Angie Craig of Minnesota are expressing support for the new Congress passing the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act in 2025. Thompson is the lead sponsor of the bill, which Ranking Member Craig has co-sponsored. The legislation would reinstate whole and 2% milk in federal school meal programs. Thompson is also a senior member of the House Education and Workforce Committee, which oversees child nutrition programs in the U.S. House of Representatives. Now, while the House did pass the bill in December of 2023, the Senate did not take up the legislation before the previous Congress adjourned. In her remarks in Pennsylvania, Craig said she would work together on this with U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar, who is the new ranking member of the U.S. Senate Ag Committee. While a large winter storm moved through the central United States, things here in the upper Midwest were dry. Mace Michael, staff meteorologist with Severe Studios, says there is some concern about drought in the northern states.
A little bit, but I'm not terribly worried as of yet. Years can start off dry and then progress to wetter. We just don't want this trend of where the jet stream is sitting and the overall moisture pattern to kind of lay out through the rest of the winter and into the early spring. January is one of our snowier months typically, but overall snow just doesn't have a lot of moisture content in it. So when it does melt, of course, hopefully not all at once, in the late part of winter and the early part of spring, February and March, and even into early April, it puts that nice moisture back into the ground, but it still doesn't have a lot of water content in it. We would like it to pick up at least a little bit moisture-wise, so we'll have to see if that trend shifts a little bit. The jet stream, though, definitely more active to our south, and that pattern doesn't look to really change too much overall.
He says La Nina has been playing a big part in the current weather picture. The International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance announced an agreement on a new six-year contract. The agreement heads off the possibility of a port strike on the East and Gulf Coast ports. We're pleased with the tentative agreement subject to ratification, which averts a work stoppage January 15th, the two organizations said in a joint statement. The agreement protects ILA jobs and establishes a framework for implementing technologies that would create more jobs while at the same time modernizing the ports. The two sides have agreed to continue operating under the current contract until the ILA can meet with its full wage scale committee and schedule a ratification vote for its members. The U.S. Maritime Alliance membership also has to ratify the agreement. The adoption of automation and technology was the most contentious issue between the two parties, said Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soybean Transportation Coalition. He says, we are pleased with that agreement. The Alliance to Advance Climate Smart Agriculture at Virginia Tech enrolled over 1,300 farms representing more than 202,000 acres. It's the first year of a landmark project that incentivizes agriculture producers in four states to adopt climate smart practices. The project is a three-year national pilot program that aims to enroll 4,500 producers representing over 470,000 acres of farmland in Arkansas, Minnesota, North Dakota, and Virginia. Early indications are that U.S. farmers will increase planted grain acres this year despite continuing low prices. That according to a survey done by Farm Futures magazine. In the survey conducted in December, farmers in major corn-producing states seem swayed by an ongoing corn rally. However, more than half of the responding farmers plan no changes in their crop mix. In light of the corn market's rally to six-month highs in late 2024 and early 2025, it does make sense that many farmers in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, and other top-producing states plan to ramp up their corn planting this year, said senior editor Bruce Blythe. One factor, though, that could change those plans is the soybean futures price. A key question is whether soybean acres increase or decrease given the outlook for heavy global supplies and weak prices, Blythe said. Farmers also voiced continuing concerns about getting a 2025 farm bill in place. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. We support our customers through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and most of all, service. We know Bluff Country because we live here. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of community and the relationships we build. Our commitment is to provide you with top quality products and the service you deserve. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries likely today. We'll get to around 25 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 11. Tomorrow, cloudy, 27 with some snow. Tomorrow night into Sunday, could get an inch, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down late Sunday. If you are paying too much for health insurance, call this number, 800-693-9308, for better rates and coverage, 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. Leave me wishing still one more day. Leave me wishing still one more day.